Okay, friends. So today we are reading a book called Spookly the Square Pumpkin. And this was written by Joe Troiano and illustrated by Susan Banta. And you can watch it on Disney Junior if you so would like.
And right now it's Halloween.
Yeah, it's Halloween time. Woo. And to kind of prepare ourselves for it, we're going to read this book. But I can promise you, even though the character's name is Spookly, I don't think that this is a spooky story, right? Mm-hmm. Non-spooky. Okay, and it's read today by Mommy and...
I have a lot of hobbies. I'm the archer monkey.
He has a lot of hobbies, and he's an archer, and he's a monkey. Do you have a name? Just Archie, maybe? Archie?
You can call me Archie.
Okay. Archie is eating potato chips. So, sorry about the crunching, friends. We're going with the flow today. Here we go. One day in the pumpkin patch, the strangest little pumpkin hatched. Spookly wasn't like his friends, where they had curves. He had ends. Spookly was different. He was odd. He was rare. Spookly, the pumpkin, wasn't round. He was square. While the round pumpkins had fun rolling along, poor Spookly sat there, shaped all wrong. He tried and tried with all his might, but he couldn't budge. He just sat tight. The other pumpkins teased him because he was square. Spookly wished he was round and could roll everywhere. That is, until one night when they all discovered it's fine to be round when the weather is fair, but there are times it's better to be square. Halloween was just a day away when a mighty storm blew across the bay. It tossed the pumpkins round to and fro. It snapped their vines. Then off they'd go, bouncing left, slamming right, banging, bashing, what a sight. Spookly sat there, filled with fright, but glad to be a square that night. Suddenly, the fence gave way. Three pumpkins rolled out and into the bay. Can you explain what that means, what's happening in the story?
The water.
Yeah. So where is the pumpkin patch?
Up there.
Yeah, up there. It's, well, it, for the friends who can't see the picture, the pumpkin patch is right on the edge of the ocean. It's kind of on a cliff. And the fence that was keeping them in place has ripped. And the pumpkins have fallen off the ledge of this cliff and down the rocky shore and into the ocean. And they look quite frightened. Spookly knew what must be done. It was up to him. He was the one. He teetered. He tottered. He tipped. He tried. He finally flipped. He was on his side. Again he tipped. Again he flopped. Again he flipped. And then he stopped. Right in the gap where the fence had snapped, he blocked the way. The hole was capped. All the pumpkins shouted, "Hooray!" Spookly the square pumpkin had saved the day. Then a pumpkin hit him with a whack. He thought his shell would start to crack. Then another one hit him with a thump, and another one with a smack. Then one by one, a ton of pumpkins piled up on the stack with a bang and a bash and a crunch and a crash and then it all went black. I'm very worried. The wind is blowing the pumpkins all on top of him. At dawn, when the storm had stopped, the farmer came out and checked his crop. He picked his pumpkins up one by one and laid them out in the warm, dry sun. And when the last was moved away, the farmer could see what had saved the day. An odd-shaped pumpkin, short and dense, was wedged against the broken fence. Its shell was bruised, its stem was too, but there was brave little Spookly, sitting straight and strong and true. And right then and there, the farmer knew of all the seeds he'd ever sown, Spooklies were the most special that had ever grown. And the next year, when it was time to sow, he sowed those seeds in every row. He watered and weeded and watched them grow. And oh, that morning, about mid-June, when the pumpkin patch began to bloom, there were tiny pumpkins everywhere, hundreds and hundreds, most of them square. But some were cubes and some rectangle. Some were flat and others triangular. And there was a bed of bright red ones and two rows of blue. There were polka dot pumpkins and rainbow ones too. There were hundreds of colors and hundreds of shapes. Oh, what a garden variety makes. I've never seen pumpkins that are rainbow colored. Have you?
Where are the rainbows?
Right there. I'll post these pictures, my friends, on our Instagram so you can see. Now, every year on Halloween, Spookly's patch is quite a scene. People come from far and near to see what wonders grow that year. They stop, they gawk, they gaze, they stare, then they pick up a pumpkin that's round, triangular, or perfectly square. And now you know the story of how Spookly grew. Maybe someday you'll tell it too. And they'll go tell someone who'll go tell another. And maybe one day we'll all discover you can't judge a book or a pumpkin by its cover. And that, my darling friends, is, say it with me, the end.
The end.